Splende. Speaks.
Hey, what's going on? It's Paul, your alumni coordinator here at Glen Bay. So this month's Bridges to Recovery meeting is actually going to happen in Pittsburgh, and we're going to talk about the topic of the gift of desperation, right? That moment where you come face to face with all your decisions and your illness, and while it is awful, it ends up being a gift, right, when you get recovery?
Come about 45 days, 60 days clean, I'm looking at all these people. Wasn't really taking my recovery, putting the action into it or anything like that. I don't even think I had a sponsor at the time. And I had a lot of like medications and things like that for mental health and all that stuff. And things were happening early in my recovery to where I was like, I had no way of handling them. And I wanted to kill myself.
Wow.
With 60 days clean. And that is a feeling that I never want to have. I had to give all my medication to my roommate in the three-quarter house because I was ready just to eat all my meds. Yeah. I woke up the next morning, you know, with wow, this something's got to change. And yeah, something changed, and I started putting some action in.
I was getting high for a week straight.
Oh my God.
Couldn't feel my baby move for three days.
Well, see, that's really not good.
Waiting on the dope man. Was told to go to the hospital. Wouldn't stop. Looking out the window, and then something told me to, like, call somebody. Like, Milo was waiting for, like, an hour.
I sat in this chair in the trailer park. Never felt so alone in my whole life. And no one knew where I was. No one knew what was going on. I had called Glen Bay, like, a month prior to that, asking for a scholarship bed. And I hadn't heard anything for a little while. And that day, when I felt so alone, all the options were exhausted. I hadn't been home in days, scared, sitting at the same table for hours and hours using. Glen Bay called me that morning, and that's how I made it back here.
Some sad and disturbing moments for sure, but they end up being precursors to miraculous changes that those of us in recovery know really are possible.
Glen Bay. Speaks.